chapter 2, reading from verses 2 to 10. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow into salvation, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. Come to him, a living stone, though rejected by mortals, yet chosen and precious in God's sight. And like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, "See, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone, chosen and precious. And whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. To you then who believe, he is precious. But for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the very head of the corner, and a stone that makes them stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the word, as they were destined to do. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." This is the word of the Lord. So we're privileged this morning to welcome Sarah and Mandy, who are from Newcastle Under Lyme Food Bank. Would the two of you like to come up here, please? Thank you. I'm just going to pray with you before you start. Loving God, we thank you for Sarah and Mandy and for their witness in the food bank and beyond. Pray, Lord, for your blessing on them as they speak to us here this morning. Inspire their hearts, Lord. Inspire the words of their mouths. May we listen. May we attend. And thank you, Lord, for this partnership we have with the food bank. And we look forward, Lord, to a time when food poverty will end, when everybody can live together in plenty. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, ladies.
Okay. Skip that one. Just go on to the next slide. Yeah. That video's not working. So I'd just like to thank everybody here for inviting us to come and speak to you this morning. I'm Sarah. I'm a trustee at the food bank. This is Mandy, who's our volunteer with lived experience. Briefly, I got into the food bank just before COVID, when I'd retired from work. Didn't know what to do, went to my local vicar, said, "I don't know what to do with myself, I need something." And he said, "Try the food bank." And I do it about 4 days a week. So, that's how it goes. But it's really enjoyable, and I think, you know, trying to move forward and get away from a place where we need food banks is the bit that drives me. So, who are we? We're a food bank that are associated with Trussell, who support over 1,200 food banks across the UK. They provide emergency food and support to people that are locked in poverty, whilst also campaigning for change to end the need for food banks in the future. It was founded in 1997 by Carol and Paddy Henderson, who were from Salisbury, based on a legacy left by Carol's mum, who was Betty Trussell. Initially, they focused on improving conditions for the 60 plus children sleeping at the centre sleeping at Central Railway in Bulgaria. We're going a bit fast through the slide. Come back. Should be, that's the one. In 2000, Paddy received a call from a mother in Salisbury who was struggling to afford food and faced sending her children to bed hungry. Paddy investigated data on poverty and deprivation in the UK and found that significant numbers of people faced going hungry as a result of a sudden crisis. So he started Salisbury Food Bank in his garden, shed and garage, providing 3 days emergency food to local people in crisis. And the food bank model spread rapidly through the church networks, and in particular, next slide, was drawn from this Bible verse. Can we have the next slide? Thank you. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was in prison and you visited me. And that was Matthew 25:35-36. 20 years later, a network of food banks exists across the UK, supported by thousands of volunteers. Each provides emergency food to people in crisis and the additional support to help tackle the root causes that sweep people into poverty and build people's resilience so they are less likely to need a food bank in the future. Trusts will recognise that it takes more than food to end hunger, so they also engage in research and advocacy, campaigning for change. Can I have the next slide? So where do we fit in? We're part of the Trussell network of food banks. We've been operating since December 2012, and we provide 3 days nutritionally balanced emergency food to people in crisis. We also look to provide ways of helping people resolve the challenges they're facing. Apart from the 5 part-time staff, we are blessed with an amazing group of volunteers. And here's some of them explaining why they are involved. That was me. Oh, no volume. Oh, well. I didn't realise I was on that video until I saw it the other day, and I can't even remember doing it. So, next. Yeah. We have 6 centres across the borough, open on different days, so we now have a centre open from Monday to Friday. So the centres are at Clayton, Madeley, Silverdale, Chesterton, Newcastle Town and Kidsgrove. So our incredible volunteer force fed more than 9,333 people last year. That was January to December 25. And of them, 3,156 were children. So the next slide. Our food bank access through a referral from a frontline professional. This referral process is important because it ensures that people are getting the support that they need to address the crisis as well as the food on the table. Something unexpected can tip someone over the edge into crisis. It could then begin to affect their health, either nutritionally or mentally. People can be referred for anything that results in a drop of income. So how does it work? Yeah. So step one, collecting food. Over 70% of food donations are made by the general public. We purchased the rest, and last year we spent £40,746 on food to add to the 70% that had been donated. Individuals, schools, churches, corporate, supermarket collections all helped to collect food. And donations can be dropped off at our warehouse or one of our centres when they're open, and one of the network of permanent collection posts in supermarkets. Step two is that we then sort the food. So all the food has to be non-perishable because we don't have the facilities to store short life or refrigerated or frozen stock. We occasionally receive surplus fresh food from our centres, which is distributed the same day, but this will be given as an extra to the food parcel. Centres restock each week from the warehouse. Step three, a number of places issue vouchers. We currently have around 60 agencies issuing vouchers. In the main, these are electronic, which is good because we know they're coming. Meaning the client simply needs to take the code to the centre and we can access the details. Frontline professionals assess need and work out how to support the client to get out of the situation that they're in. Our volunteers don't have to make those difficult judgments. Client comes to the centre. The centres are open across the week in different locations. Sometimes people will go to the centre nearest to the home, particularly if they don't have their own transport. But we do have a significant amount of others that go to different centres away from the locality. Food is provided in carrier bags, so any brand, nobody knows. When they go home, it will look like they've just been shopping. Food parcels are nutritionally balanced as far as they can be. They provide 3 meals a day for 3 days, based on the numbers in the household. And step five is volunteers listen. We usually offer a cup of tea and a chat whilst waiting for a food parcel. So rewarding to give a client some time, something which many other places are not able to do due to time constraints. We also have volunteers who signpost clients to additional support. Because the next video. Mandy's come along as somebody's lived experience that's had to use food bank. She now volunteers at Kidsgrove. And we asked Mandy to think of 3 words which summarises food bank. So these are Mandy's 3 words. First one, cuppy.
We all like a cup of tea. Sorry, I like coffee. So, and I know wherever you go, if you go into somebody's home, first thing they say is, cup of tea. Yes, please. In my case, coffee, please. What we do at the food bank, when the client comes in, or I like to say, a friend comes in, we say, would you like a cup of tea? And they sort of look and, oh, yes, please. And then we can sit with them. If they want to talk, they can. If they don't want to talk, they don't have to. But we welcome them with a cup of tea, and I think that makes them feel that little bit more important, because they don't want to be there. Nobody wants to be there. But I think by offering them a cup, it's like being at home and saying, would you like a cup of tea? Would you like a cup of coffee? So it sort of calms everybody down and think, you know, I should be here. And that's what we do with the cuppy.
And then the next word is compassion.
Compassion. We've all got compassion in us, every single one of us. When the people come to the food bank, we like to express this with them. In my personal case, if somebody's upset, I give them a hug. 9 times out of 10, they say, just what I needed. I'm happy to do that. Fortunately, I don't think we're supposed to, but that's just me personally. That's my way of saying, sorry you're in this position, but I'm so glad you're here, because guess what? You're going to eat tonight. And if they've got children, I'm so happy them children are going to have some food as well. Who doesn't want their children to eat? And that's what I try to express with compassion to them. They need to be there. We're going to look after them. We're going to feed them. They can go away from there knowing that they're going to be eating that night and for 3 days, which I'm more than happy to do. Unfortunately, when they come with the children, I've got a terrible habit, and that is I give them sweeties, and I give them chocolate, and I give them biscuits. That's just me as a mother, but that's what I feel my compassion is, and I'm sure it's in everybody.
We find that family parcels always end up with a bit more in.
Yes, we have got a pick list, what we have to pick, so as towards what they have to have, and especially the families. So we will ask children's ages, if they've got 3 children, children's ages. That is simply because that gives us volunteers then a chance to say, right, this child would like some wagon wheels, this child would like some jammy dodges, or this child would like an extra bar of chocolate. We love Easter because they all have an Easter egg. Even the adults, and you'd be amazed at the amount of people at Easter say, woohoo, come for an Easter egg. That's just how we are. Christmas, magic at Christmas with the children. We donate. They have toys which are wrapped, which their parents can walk away with and give them Christmas Day if they wish to, or if they wish to open up. Every child and every adult comes in and gets a selection box, and you wouldn't believe how grateful these people for a simple bar of chocolate. From my own personal experience, from having to use the bank, that means everything. Whereas my bar of chocolate, unfortunately or fortunately, my granddaughter lived with me, and she'd get half a bar and I'd get half a bar. We had a packet of biscuits, half packet of biscuits, her half packet of me. Sometimes she would say, I don't like them, Nan. And I'd say, haha, more for me. You know, a bit greedy, but more for me with my coffee. But we need to be able to say, sorry, this is close to my heart. And that is, one day we don't need these food banks. We don't need these children to be hungry. And hopefully somebody along the way, like ourselves, all of us together can make this right. Thank you.
And your last word is community.
Community. We all belong into community. We all believe under one rule. We all are compassionate in what we do. Our community. I look at my community. I have lived in Crackley and Chesterton most of my childhood and adult life. I was also married in this church in 1980. Your community is your community. I always saw that Chesterton was my community and Crackley was my community. Loved being part of that community. I have now had to move to a bungalow in Kidsgrove. They have now become my community. But my community is still with Chesterton. But Kidsgrove are my new community. So what we all play a part in is being inside that community and saying, we've got to help. All these charities, what we all donate to and what, you know, but at the food bank, we need help. And that is either as a community coming together and saying, here's a couple of tin of beans, here's a couple of packets of biscuits, here's a bar of chocolate. You'd be amazed how far that goes. So as a community, all I can say is band together, which we usually do as a community, try to help in any way that you can help. Everything, even as simple as a toothbrush, what we give out, Even as simple as that. And they what? 2 for 8p in Aldi. Even as simple as that, you'd be amazed at how people are grateful because they can brush their teeth. Sorry, it's so touching. It touches my heart. We are a community, and please remember that. I would like to think, like I do myself, when we go shopping, I put in a couple of tins of beans extra. I'm not on a fantastic wages, but I like to think a tin of soup or a bar of chocolate. That is community to me. Thank you.
So, what else? Mandy touched on, we provide toiletries. They're additional, but we feel that they're essential. To provide clients with basic toiletries and cleaning products if needed. Hygiene is important to people. And what else? Yep, with funding from Trussell, we've been able to buy in Sit and Survive services for food bank clients. It's been called our financial inclusion project, and it's been fantastic. I think the last figures I saw, it was something like we've saved or got people £2.5 million over the time that project's been running. People haven't needed to use us anymore. So they give debt advice, budgeting help, benefit checks. Clients can also get help with energy costs. They can make an application to the Household Support Fund. And we've got the equivalent of a full-time Citizens Advice advisor working for the food bank that are available in 5 out of our 6 centres. We've also got partnership with North Staff's Mind, where we can refer people for 6 weeks of early intervention counselling if they're struggling with their mental health. I think it's been shown that, you know, poverty and mental health go hand in hand. It's a big strain for people, knowing how they're going to feed the kids the next day. Our other project is with the RSPCA. They bring us pet food in, mainly cat and dog, to enable people to feed their animals. People will feed their animals before themselves. Yeah. So there are impossible decisions for people. People are talking a lot more about food banks than they used to. There's a lot more debate on a political level. There are a lot of myths about food bank use. There's changes to benefits have had some impact on numbers, but the pandemic has had a massive impact, really, on food bank. Some people question the need, question the figures, but Trussell's food bank network provided 2.6 million emergency food parcels to people in crisis up from January 25 to the end of December 25. And we also have to consider the hidden hunger, those people that are coping by not eating, or they're eating cheaper food, skipping meals to feed the children, too ashamed to help. We've had people that have come to Kids Grow Food Bank Centre that have had to come 2-3 times before they've built up the courage to actually come through the door, because it's the embarrassment and the shame. And the biggest referral into food bank is low income. People are often in work, can have both adults in work, but they haven't got enough food money to buy the essentials. So food banks is not about lack of food, it's about lack of income. There's plenty of food out there. So what next? Well, we've done some campaigning. As you can see, some people going off to London to meet with the MPs. We want to raise awareness of the issues people face, give people a voice, which is why we work with people with lived experience. and encourage others to understand what leads people to our food bank and how we can change things for the better. One of the main ways we're doing this is by joining with Trussell to call for the government to put in place an essentials guarantee. So at the moment, the universal credit is about £85 for a single person. And they reckon that the John Rowntree Foundation's calculation says it should be 120 for people to actually afford the essentials. As I said, I've been to Parliament. It's not right that people don't have enough money for food. But as I've said, this isn't a food issue, it's an income issue. So we've done quite a bit of campaigning. We did a newspaper called Hardship Times, which had Mandy's story in it. One of the things we've done recently is we ran a competition with children from schools to see if they could design a sticker. And it went, and the person who won actually coloured it in, and then we've had it printed. So I just wondered if there's any children here that like to take some around to the people in the congregation. Go sticker people. Go sticker them. Come on, go put some stickers on people. Do they want to come and help give some stickers? I don't know where we're up to. Next one. Yeah. So how can you help? Well, you already collect food and donate funds, and we're very grateful for that. 15% of our donations come from churches. And in the last 12 months, Holy Trinity have donated 346 kilograms, which is the equivalent to 824 meals. So how can you help us further? Well, you can tell people about us. There's in the hall, there's a sign up for our email newsletter. You can share our social media. As you can see, we're on a few. Donate money through Friends of Food Bank, or you can volunteer. And if you volunteer, I can promise you we'll keep you busy. Thank you for listening. Has anybody got any questions? And if you don't want to ask, here we'll be in the back. Okay. Well, thank you all for listening.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.